The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
This one is dedicated for all the workers that work 9 to 5. And you wanna party? Yeah. Hey, it's Friday. Let's party tonight. Party, baby. It's Friday, yes it is. Gonna party,
and I'm gonna party and get my groove on.
Get my groove on.
It's Friday,
it's Friday, baby. Baby, baby.
And I'm gonna party till the break of dawn.
Yes I am, yes I am.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bomb Show. Rashawn Blyden here. PoliticalBombShow.cf 323-835-1123. Well, ABC says the Empire actor staged attack, hate or hoax? So we'll talk about that. Trump to declare border emergency, $8 billion for wall, will sign budget. So that's going to be our main topic for today. Is it a good idea that he's going to sign the budget and declare national emergency, or what would you do? So we'll talk about that. McCabe, 60 Minute of Fame, DOJ discussed removing Trump, Rosenstein offered to wear a wire, and feds collect record individual taxes, average refunds fall, creating flashpoint, paid family leave. Mighty Mouse, haven't seen a picture of him forever. A fountain of youth pill, sure, if you're a mouse. Do you want to be a mouse to be a sex bots could crush human limbs and spy on you for government? Do you want one of these sex bots, really? AI text generator and lots more, like me. Theresa May. Humiliated after losing another Brexit vote. Aw, poor baby. Amazon Ring declares war on crime while getting closer to police. Google, Facebook forced to pay creators under new EU rules. Microsoft plan to steer voters with NewsGuard censorship. Wow. And just so many more things right after these words of parody songs.
Keep your sucking gas in line. Oh, how like a daydream. So you're gonna start behaving, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the gift was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-owners, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause I know you love your presents, but you must behave. Cause you're young and you're reckless, I'll take this way too far. He can leave you Xbox, or something real bizarre. Got a long list of ex-owners, they'll tell you I'm insane. But I've got a nice list, baby, and I'll write your name. Boys, you won't get toys if you torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys, you won't get toys if you torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya.
Welcome back. So, let's get right on into this. This guy just, I really and truly hope that this Empire actor, Jussie Smollett, Jesse Smollett, if this is in fact, which it's looking more and more like it's a hoax, he should be. They should throw the book at him. So sources, police investigating whether Jesse Smollett staged attack with help of others, allegedly being written off Empire. Chicago police confirmed Thursday that detectives are talking to two persons of interest in connection with the alleged attack on Empire actor Jesse Smollett. Multiple sources have told ABC 7 Eyewitness News that police are investigating whether Smollett and the two men staged the attack allegedly because Smollett was being written off of Empire. A source familiar with the investigation told the ABC 7 team that Smollett failed to appear for an interview with detectives earlier Thursday, but has since spoken with police. Chicago police told ABC News police are investigating whether the two individuals committed the attack or whether the attack happened at all. Smollett released a statement Thursday evening saying, "Today, Jesse did answer routine follow-up questions for Chicago Police Department and continues to cooperate." Smollett's representatives said he is not being written off Empire. 20th Century Fox Television and Fox Entertainment released a statement saying the idea of Jesse Smollett has been or would be written off of Empire is patently ridiculous. He remains a core player on this very successful series, and we continue to stand behind him. Of course, stand behind a freaking lying piece of excrement. A source briefed on the Smollett investigation confirmed that to ABC News that Chicago police are questioning the two persons of interest, one whom has appeared on Empire. The law enforcement officials also told ABC News that the homes of the persons of interest were raided Wednesday night. Police removed shoes, electronic devices, and other items they believe could help them determine if the two people played any role in the assault. Neighbors describe a swarm of officers and canine units. I was walking in the alley. One police car stopped in the alley and they told me to go inside the house. By then, maybe 5 minutes later, there were like 20 police right here by the door, said Jamie Figueroa, neighbor. Neighbors said they believe the men, who are Nigerian, are brothers who grew up in the apartment. Okay, yeah. So, I'm hoping that this wraps up pretty quickly and they all land in jail, and he in fact gets kicked off of Empire for being a lying. Okay, I'm gonna stop right there. Netflix headquarters lockdown scare, suspect with a gun. Huh. Well. LAPD nabs suspect at Netflix. If I could get rid of this ad here. Come on, ad. These ads are ridiculous. LAPD nabbed suspect at Netflix headquarters, never had a gun, and didn't enter offices. That's the update. So, apparently, he did not have a gun. I did not have a gun. So, everything is blamed on guns, I suppose, right? Right, everything is the gun's fault, yeah, alrighty. What was I looking for? So, they blame everything on guns, even though it's the person behind the gun. Someone tried to argue with me that point. I was like, okay, whatever, I'm not gonna argue with you. I mean, it's just ridiculous that people can't seem to understand that the gun by itself can't do anything, but the person behind the gun, then they can do something. So it's the person behind the gun, it's not the gun itself. I don't know why people just don't understand the fact that guns don't kill people. People kill people with guns. There's a difference. There's really a difference there. And if you stop and think about it, instead of yelling, gun, 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 is he gun? No, get rid of the gun, damn, blah, blah, blah. Shut up about getting rid of the guns. How about get rid of you?
Zuckerberg. 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 Zuckerberg.
Facebook uses its app to track users it thinks could threaten employees and offices. Just another reason to track someone. That's right. How many of you idiots are still using Fakebook? Because I know that. I don't. That app been removed years and years ago. In early 2018, A Facebook user made a public threat on the social media network against one of the company's offices in Europe. Facebook picked up the threat, pulled the user's data, and determined he was in the same country as the office he was targeting. The company informed the authorities about the threat and directed its security officers to be on the lookout for the user. He made a veiled threat that tomorrow everyone is going to pay, or something to that effect, a former Facebook security employee told CNBC. The incident is representative of the steps Facebook takes to keep its office executives and employees protected. Why don't they do that for everyone? If someone's making threats to bomb a school or do whatever, why don't you do that for everyone? Facebook employees who spoke with CNBC, the company mines its social network for threatening comments and in some cases uses its products to track the location of people it believes presented a credible threat. So, good move, bad move? Well, I think if they're going to do it for that, do it for other threats. There's so many sick people out there threatening. I bet if they were threatening to blow up a conservative building or a conservative person's home, you wouldn't give a rat Cohen butt. But coming after you, yeah, you gives lots of excrements, don't you? You piece of filthy excrement. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Sucky, sucky, sucky. Considers removing anti-vaccine post. I'm going to guess that yes, indeed. Facebook facing lawmaker questions, saying it may remove anti-vaccine recommendations. Facebook Inc. under pressure to reduce harmful, misleading, and fake content, said it is exploring removing anti-vaccine information from software systems that recommend other things to read on its social network. Information discouraging people from getting vaccines for their children, which has gone viral on Facebook, especially in its group's product, may have contributed to an increase in outbreaks of measles. The crisis, that's not a stop right there. That is not the reason. Let's be honest and stop lying. The measles were under control before, you know when it was under control? Before Barack and Saint Obama opened up the borders, let people pour in, distributed these immigrants that was unchecked from God knows where, threw some of them into schools. This is where all these outbreaks are coming from these immigrants that came up over the border, and they're the ones with all these diseases. They're the ones with the diseases. It used to be a time when you came here legally and you had to have a medical examination to make sure that you weren't bringing anything in. But we're such idiot Americans now, we're not doing anything. We just let these idiots pour into the country and nothing is being done. So don't give me the BS that because Facebook is allowing these anti-vaccine ads or whatever it is, don't give me the crap. Feed me the X. Don't Don't pee on me and call it rain. That's that exactly what you're trying to do here. It's BS. Don't give me that BS. Oh, no. It's the ads, man. No, it's the illegal efforts. That's who it is. Give me the crap about it's an ad. No, it's not. That may be like a smollet, no pun intended, of a chance. It's the illegal immigrants pouring in unchecked. So don't give me the Facebook crap, okay? Give me the crap, feed me the excrement, and call it a gourmet meal. Crazy. Okay, considers removing Antso. Talk about that already. Student charged with wiretapping after Lime's live stream. Student charged with wiretapping after live streaming meeting at Maryland Rep. Harris' office, prosecutors say. This was at Salisbury University. Student has been charged with illegal wiretapping after prosecutors said he streamed a meeting with a congressional staffer for Maryland Rep. Andy Harris via Facebook Live without permission. Jake Burdett, 20, was charged last week with two felony counts of making an illegal recording. So, I don't care. I'm not going to go into McCabe 60 Minutes. I don't care. I don't care. Rosenstein offered to wear a wire. I'm not getting into any of that stuff. I don't care. It's not. It shouldn't be a surprise that these idiots were out to get Trump at any means necessary. NFL owners approach NBC commissioner to run the league. Wow. Wow, they're not having any confidence in their commissioner, I guess. Adam Silver hasn't given any thought to inquiries by NFL owners. NBA commissioner Adam Silver says he hasn't given any thought to inquiries by NFL owners about his willingness to switch leagues and become commissioner to NFL. While Silver did not explicitly confirm that he had been approached by NFL owners, sources close to the situation told ESPN that several NFL owners have tried to persuade Silver to run their league over the course of 5 years as the NBA's commissioner. Silver has also been approached by a number of Fortune 500 companies, according to sources. So I think that's just sending a message to the current commissioner saying that they're not happy with what he's doing. Amazon paying $0 in taxes. That's ridiculous. I keep saying bust the trust, and they're getting away with murder. And I'm very angry. I don't understand why Jeff Bezos' Amazon is allowed to pay zero taxes. I don't know why the Trump administration isn't trying to put an end to this. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of it, and I'm not gonna get into a rant. I'm sick of it. Sex bots could crush human limbs and spy on you. Very not good. Not good at all. Definitely Terminator territory we're getting into right here. Definitely, I mean, yeah. What can you say about that? AI test generator may be too dangerous to release. An AI test generator? What is they talking about here? New AI fake text generator may be too dangerous to release, say creators. the creators of the revolutionary AI system that can write new stories and work a fiction dubbed deepfakes for text, has taken the unusual step of not releasing their research publicly for fear of potential misuse. Well, it's gonna happen. Ever since the beginning of time, there's been good and bad, and bad people are gonna always take technology and find a way to use it for bad. So it's not unusual. Okay, so let's just get into the main story right here. And I want to talk about where is this? Trump to declare border emergency. Let's talk about this for a little bit. So Trump will announce a national emergency to spend $8 billion building his border wall today and sign bill to avoid another shutdown after bitter standoff with Pelosi and Democrats in Congress. So the White House confirmed Thursday that the president will sign the bipartisan spending deal to avoid another government shutdown, but will declare the national emergency in an effort to procure funds to build the border wall. Trump is set to hold an event in the Rose Garden about 10 a.m. Friday, so that's going to be after this show, so I'll probably talk about that on Monday a little bit. He's expected to sign both the funding bill and the paperwork for his executive actions. The move announced Thursday drew both statements of relief from lawmakers and a threat from Nancy Pelosi over the emergency declaration. Pelosi called an end run around the will of the people, speaking to reporters minutes after news of Trump's position broke, while warning it could come back to bite the Republicans. "We will review our options. We'll be prepared to respond appropriately to it," Pelosi said about Trump's plan. We already know what they're going to do. They're going to find some crackpot judge who's going to deem it unconstitutional and block it. She also brandished the threat a future Democratic president could use the same tactic of Trump moves forward. "I know the Republicans have some unease about it, no matter what they say, because if the president can declare national emergency on something that he has created as an, he didn't create it, it is a national emergency, you..." Oh boy, these people are so insane. They really are insane. There's no other word for it. It's pure, unadulterated insanity. To, you know, I forget if it was a congressperson who went down to the border to see if in fact there was a emergency, and he said it is in fact an emergency. It's crazy how drugs are pouring in, and disease too, by the way. Disease is pouring into this country as well. So don't blame the measles on Facebook anti-vaccination ads or videos or what have you. The fact of the matter is that you have all these people unchecked pouring into the country, legal drugs, you have sex trafficking, and you have drugs. So, and terrorists as well, let's be honest. Terrorists is in the mix there too. So, yeah. 1.4 million households drop off food stamps under Trump. Very good. Very good. Major poll. Majority of Californians residents wants to leave. Now, why would that? Why do you think that they want to leave? Well, I've spoken in the past. Actually, this is very stunning. A new 53%. That's more than half. 53% of California residents are considering leaving the Golden State, and they claim here because of high cost of living. But if I can be honest, that is not the that's not the reason, or not the only reason. If you want to be honest and really be honest, California, specifically San Francisco, they just let the bums run wild, and they are, you know, if you look down, you look downtown or whatever, in the streets, you have bums defecating in the streets. There's a mountain of garbage everywhere, you know. So there, that's that aspect. Illegals are just taking over the entire California, and so people don't want that. It's not the California that they knew and loved. So combination of that and bums and high taxes and all, that's why Californians are wanting to leave there, and that's what they get. You guys, you should have put your foot down and not vote for insane people that will do these, let your state go to excrement. You know, it's your own fault. Don't you guys should have put your foot down earlier. Now you're gonna be forced to leave the place that you love, and it's sad. It's sad. It's a sad, sad thing. Very much sad. What else are we talking about here? Huh. Well, this is weird. So my network just crashed for no reason. As soon as I start talking about San Francisco, my network crashed. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to. Oh, I hope I'm being broadcasted. What is going on here? Are you kidding me? For no reason, I crashed. Wow, so, I guess I'm going to have to prematurely end the show today. And hopefully, I'm able to broadcast. Wow. Okay, I gotta go.
Political corruption.